When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey besties!
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. This is episode 7 on season 5. So let me just say, I posted some photos over on Instagram and I wanted a spot to tell this story. It's a llama story.
Oh, I love that. Alpaca.
Oh, alpaca. Yeah, so I figured I would tell it over here just because it was hilarious. So Tiffany and I went to a farm, a little Highland cow farm. They had a ton of other animals, not just Highland cows.
Yes.
And we went, one, because selfishly we've just been dying to go.
See the babies.
Yeah, they had a bunch of baby cows and like baby alpacas and just a bunch of different like little animals. So we went and to take some photos and just shoot some content. And are you seeing what your baby shower theme is? Is that a surprise?
No? I don't think it's a surprise. Okay. No.
So her baby shower theme is like
llamas and cactus.
Yeah, llama and cactus. So I honestly, when I booked the place, I thought it was a baby llama, but it was an alpaca. Okay, whatever. Yeah. They look the same.
Samesies.
So we,
you know, they told us the difference, and I don't remember what it is.
She said she didn't know the difference.
Oh,
she
I was love like, that.
I don't know the difference.
I could have sworn like, that. All right.
But she said like one spit and one didn't or something. I don't know. But so I was like, oh, we could take some photos for your baby shower while we're here. And they're like, okay. They had like a couple of different ones, but they had a baby one that was like new to the farm.
No, he's a little.
He was little, or was it a she? I don't know.
It was a he.
It was a he.
Yeah, it was a he.
New to the farm, had never been on a leash.
Couple months old.
And so they're like, oh, you should take pictures with this one. And we're like,
he said okay. He was the easiest one. Easiest one to hold on a leash.
So no, we're like, he hadn't been leash trained yet.
But they said, like, the other ones would be, like, stronger and a little more stubborn. And so I'm like, okay, a tinier one would be easier.
Yeah, holding the leash. So, you know, she couldn't have something that was going to be, like, dragging her around. This thing was, like, 60 pounds. Okay.
No.
So, we tried our hardest to get. I did get, like, some decent photos of Tiffany and the llama. And there was also a baby cow that was, like, 2 months old, like, peeking its head out the corner, which looks like a little creeper. But,
yeah. He was not budging. He was terrified.
I know.
There was a donkey that was on the other side of the fence thing that for some reason this little alpaca was like, no, don't get near me. So he was absolutely terrified of the donkey.
Yeah, terrified of the donkey. So we're like walking around trying. Okay, so we have like a tripod set up. We're trying to walk around and get a photo with this alpaca. Yes. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
We had him in between us, and we thought we were ready to take a good picture. And we're like, all right, we're going to walk forward. He hauled ass forward.
Every single time, like, I would take a step forward. Like, he would, like, chase after me. So we just could not get any photos. And it's not like we had someone there, like, capturing our photos. Like, we were on a tripod.
Yeah.
So, and even the ones that I was trying to capture of you, like, I think I got some decent ones. But it was very hard. Animals do not cooperate. They don't speak English. We learned that.
So hard to pet him and be like, good boy. Like,
he just did not want to stay on the harness. He did not want to stay still for a photo. He did not want to be in front of the camera. So I'm like, okay. Eventually the baby cow comes over to me and starts chewing on my dress. And so I'm like, Tiffany. I was like, you know, the baby cow's over here. Like, let's take some photos or whatever. We had the alpaca on the leash.
The leash, yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe if we're like sitting.
I was on the floor.
Were you on the floor? You were trying to get the baby cow to come over. And we were, like, making ourselves look smaller so he wouldn't be so afraid of us.
She. I'm trying to remember what your position was that you were holding the leash.
I eventually took over holding the llama because I was like, well, maybe, you know, maybe I can try. Or alpaca. And so then I tried holding the leash so we could get some photos, just, like, switching it up. And we got a couple. But the thing just kept, like, darting everywhere. So we got on the floor.
We did.
Trying to get the baby cow to come over and hold the alpaca. And something happened where it was, like, over by you.
I think he went, like, in front of me and then around me because – so you were holding the leash, so it was, like, around me. And I was, like, just a little further. And then it was right here when he was behind me.
Yeah.
That, like
– He, like, jumped over me, like, across my lap.
He, like, just took off.
Starts running. And I'm holding onto the leash with my arms straight out in a dress, like, being dragged across.
Megan's trying to run as well, but she's, like, not making it. So then she's, like, tripping. And then we're, like, maybe she got it. No, and then
I'm, like, dragged across the floor. And I'm, like, oh, my God. I did not, like, go on the leash.
There was, like, a 30 seconds you were still up. You looked like you were going to fall. And I was, like, she got it. I think she got it. And then when I saw you falling and you just conceded, you were just, like, take me as I am.
I was just like, whatever, just take me, because I was like, I didn't want to let go of the llama because I didn't know, like, how hard the llama was going to be to catch. So I didn't want to let go of the leash. And then, like, we're chasing around, you know, a llama. You know, those things are fast. So I held on and my hand was hurt so bad. I didn't break a nail, though.
I was dying. I laughed my ass off.
Tiffany was laughing so hard.
If anything, I was trying to tell myself, please don't pee here. Please don't pee here. Please don't pee here.
Everyone was laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard. It definitely hurt. I was covered in, like, hay.
You were just on the ground, just like, I know, like, and dead I just, silence for like a second. I'm like, is she okay?
No, I'm literally like, I'm just like, what was going through my mind?
Leash still in hand.
Yeah, I still had the leash like this. I'm just like, is this really happening to me right now? I'm like, of course it is. Like, of course it's happening to me. Like, this would happen to me. How embarrassing. That's what I just kept thinking. I'm like, wow, how embarrassing. And I was thinking about the fact that I was wearing a dress, but I had Spanx underneath, or like a bodysuit or something. So I was like, at least my cooch isn't out.
Well, no, because remember you showed me earlier what it did look like under there. And you were like, if you see it, it's the Spanx. And I was like, damn, woman.
I was just so embarrassed. That fucking llama, man. And you know what's, or alpaca, and I wish we would have got it on film. You can see the picture where, like, it jumps over me, and then the next photo you can see is Tiffany just laughing so hard she looks like she's about to pee her pants.
It was too funny. I couldn't help her any way, shape, or form. I don't know what was going on. Didn't know the chaos was happening. That poor lady was like, you could have just let the leash go.
I didn't want him to be, like, running around. I didn't want her to be like, oh, we can't trust her with the animals if she would ever come back. She knows now that I will forever hold the leash no matter what. No matter what kind of danger, I will be dragged across the ground. I will hold on to the leash and not let go.
I know. And that guy was like, the alpaca's only 60 pounds.
I know. It's very heavy, though. Regardless. Could you imagine, like, a 60-pound dog, like...
Well, the thing is, he's so big. Like, yeah, it's not, like, a little small thing. He was huge. You're trying to be gentle with the leash. And that was... It was hysterical. We didn't get any pictures, though. Any good pictures, really.
Yeah, there was no really good pictures of us with the alpaca, but... You know, I'm just happy it happened to me and not to you, because could you imagine? You would have to take a trip to the hospital.
The damn leash.
Like, yeah, Tiffany would have sacrificed the...
Or I would have peed. Like, I would have peed of laughter instantly. Like, right there. I'd be like, we gotta go home now. Like, it would have been real bad.
Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. I can't. Yeah. I was just like, well, that is story of my life. And I had texted Tiffany earlier that day, and I said something along the lines of, like, don't embarrass me in front of the cows. And she's like, it's going to be you that embarrasses us. And I was like, no.
I knew it was going to be you. I thought it was going to be what you say, not how, what you did. That was a surprise. But that was a funny one.
Yeah.
I wish we had it on YouTube, the way you just laid there. Like, all I could hear is, what's that name? Sarah McLachlan. In the eyes. Because you just, like, stared into the sky, and you were just like...
I was just laying there, and I was literally just thinking, I was like, is this really happening right now? Did that really just happen in front of the whole farm?
Oh my God, that was just the funniest.
Like, and it happened, I feel like it happened in, like, slow-mo, too.
No, it happened also very fast. I think the slowest part was how long you laid down there. Like, you could have easily gotten up and, like, played it off like it was nothing. No, you just laid on the ground.
Yeah, I just laid there and was like, wow, I cannot believe this is happening to me.
I'm telling you, if that alpaca would have gone on top of you again, I would have peed instantly. I'm like, just to, like, make matters worse, he does this. Oh, I would have died. Would have died. I would have told everyone. I would have been instantly on and be like, look at this!
I kind of wish it would have gotten recorded, because that would have been hilarious. It would have been some good content, but...
Oh my God, it would have been too freaking funny.
Unfortunately, we did not get it. We only got the picture of it, like, coming across me and Tiffany dying of laughter afterwards, but...
Yeah.
Next time, for sure.
Too funny. Next time, we'll make sure that we catch Megan falling with it.
So, the topic we're going to talk about today is a TikTok I saw, actually, which I know we've, like, discussed it... very briefly, and I would like to give my opinion on it, and we could just talk about it. So the TikTok was a skit between, it was a lady playing both parts, and it was, you know, a woman who had just had a baby and her sister-in-law coming over. And basically the skit started out and she was the mother with the newborn baby was like, oh my gosh, you know, thank you so much for coming over. It's going to be so great to take a shower. Here's the baby. And so the sister-in-law is like, oh my God, you know, it's no problem. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, like she hangs out with the baby or whatever. And the lady, you know, goes and takes a shower.
I wonder if it's who I,
and
who
then
I
she comes back and she's like, or the lady was like, oh, you know, thank you. You know, it felt great to finally take a shower, blah, blah, blah. Do you think you could help with the dishes?
Oh yeah, I seen that one.
Yeah. Okay. And the sister-in-law is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, she was like, yeah, like, you know, she's like, I came over here to help with the baby, like, not clean your house.
Yeah.
And so the comments were, like, crazy of people being, like, on the mom side, being like, you know, if you're over there to help, you know, it takes a village. If you're over there to help take care of the baby, you should be helping out because, you know, new mothers go through a lot. Mm-hmm. And the other side is, you know, that's the price you pay to play with the baby or whatever. And then the second side was, how dare you, like, the audacity to come over and ask somebody to clean your house. Like, it's different, like, if someone volunteers, but to come over and expect people to clean your house for you when they're just over there to go see the baby. Yeah. So those are the two sides. I figured we could kind of have a discussion about it. And what are your thoughts? Like, because I feel like we kind of discussed, like, what your doctor said or whatever.
No, it was the birthing plan or whatever that I was telling you.
Yeah, the birthing plan.
First of all, I watch that girl all the time. All her scenarios with, like, the new baby and, like, the mother, sister-in-law,
that's the only one that I've seen.
Oh, I think I follow her, like, on my personal page. She's just great. I love her videos. She's done a couple of them that, like, just make so much sense, and you don't want to be rude and say those things, but, like, she says them, and then
she
says
what you're thinking.
Yeah, and then you see people in the comments and the way that they respond, and I'm like, this is why she does these skits, because of people like you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was telling Megan maybe a couple of months ago at this point. Mike and I found this, like, birthing plan thing to help you, like, or is it a labor plan? I don't know what it's called. But it's a plan to basically, like, discuss everything that you want to discuss before the baby is here. So you kind of figure it out, like, who you want in the hospital, how do you want to do things, who do you want to come to your house and stuff like that. And it said specifically on the plan, like, write the list of names of people who would actually help you instead of just, like, hold on to the baby. Because it's just going to be stressful and stuff like that. And I was like, that is a great idea. Like, just to have this whole plan thing and, like, only certain people can come and visit. Because there's people who are just going to come and play with the baby and then, like, do absolutely nothing instead of helping. And I think Mike said he was like, the only people who will actually do the dishes is Megan and your mother.
Only if there's a scrub daddy and gloves, though.
I know. We bought those two things. That's why we have scrub daddies. Everyone keeps asking, like, you love them. I'm like, no, Megan's the reason why they're here.
Yeah, I think I bought my own gloves and I keep them here just in case I have to clean anything.
Yeah. But no, I absolutely completely agree. I think it's very stressful, or I can imagine it's very stressful. And I think if you're there to help a mom out, like, don't assume you're there to help with the baby. Like, mm-hmm. It just makes no sense. Like, when people are like, she's done a couple of other skits when people are like, I want to help you with the baby. I want to help you.
Do
you need help or do you need stuff to tackle? And then the people's first solution is, let me take the baby back home and, like, you have the house to yourself. And it's like, that's not helping though. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not helping a new mom in any way, shape, or form. You help with, like, chores. Like, do you need me to make dinner for you so you can eat? Maybe, like, I'll make the dinner for you and then I'll hold the baby so you can eat a hot meal. Like, mm-hmm. That type of thing where you get best of both worlds. But if you're coming over, you should be helping. I don't get how you're just, like, playing with the baby and that's it. I've never gone to someone's house just to, like, play with a baby.
Well, you've never really, like, played with a whole lot of babies.
No, I don't actually. I really don't. Little babies actually scare the shit out of me. So this is going to be interesting.
So is that something that you're going to be enforcing?
Probably in the beginning. I mean, I also know that I'm going to have, like, a lot of support and a lot of help. So it's not like I'm really concerned with finding people to help. But I don't think I want some people to just, like, come and, like, spend an hour playing with the baby and then, like, leave. Like, I don't know.
I
also don't expect, like, people who aren't close. Like, I see you every day and I see, like, my mom, like, all the time. Like, obviously it's, like, makes sense for you guys to be around, but, like, for, like, a stranger, like, an aunt or uncle or whatever to, like, come over to spend time with the baby, like, in the beginning, I think is, like, a little, like, weird. Like, you never see me any other time, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that.
Yeah, it's funny how many people, like, come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, that's what, like, I think it's a little weird.
Like, you never came over before, but exactly. Yeah, they all want to see the baby. So yeah. You're going to have a lot of people, I'm sure.
That's going to be very interesting.
Because, yeah.
I don't know. But I know the people that I see all the time, like, are going to be around like that. I don't expect anything, like, different. I don't expect you just to stop coming around now that the baby's
like,
here.
I'm like, doing chores today. I'm not going to Tiffany's.
Like, where's Megan?
Yeah, the way I see it is, for me personally, like, I would never assume that someone's gonna come over and do chores at my house. Like, if you want to come over and see the baby, like, you know, like for, I'll use my aunt for an example. Like, she came over after Bryce was born and she hung out for a couple hours. She brought me a gift, you know, like, she just held the baby, you know, whatever, until he fell asleep, you know, got her little baby fever out of the way, and then she left. Like,
but you're also close to your aunt.
Yeah, but but me personally, like, if I were going over to someone's house to see a baby, like, you know, if I were to come over here, or, you know, anyone's house who has a new baby and I'm going over there, I would always ask, like, hey, you know, do you need my help with anything? Like, I wouldn't just go over there and be like, okay, well, I'm going to see the baby, bye, you know? Yeah. But I also would never ask somebody or assume, like, hey, you need to come over to my house and do the dishes because I'm letting you see the baby.
Yeah.
Or, like, assume or get upset because no one, like, volunteered. Me, personally, I would, because that's just the kind of person I am, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's...
But you're also the same type of person that, like, you... How do I say this?
Oh,
you clean... No, it's not a bad thing. Like, if I'm coming over, like, you don't care if, like, you clean the house or not. But if, like, someone else is coming over, like, a friend or an acquaintance, like, you're going to clean your house. I feel like that would still, like, apply. Like, I feel like if you're coming over and, like, the baby's here, if it's fucking chaos, it's chaos. Like, deal with it. But I feel like if, like, a friend was coming over, I'd probably be like, things need to be in order. Like, if the house is a mess, like, please don't come over. Like, please don't see me like this.
No. Yeah, no, seriously.
I can tell you Megan, I haven't showered in 3 days and be like, it's fine though.
Yeah, same. Same seas. I haven't washed my hair and I was literally telling her today, I was like, I look crazy. I hope our video is really low quality because your girl's freaking out. And I don't know how to edit my face on YouTube.
Just a big blurred thing all over your face.
Some big static sign. Yeah, so I just automatically assume when the baby's born. I mean, I would obviously, even if you didn't ask me, I would volunteer anyway, bring over some food or something, you know, if the house isn't cleaned or, you know, just volunteer my time anyway. But I would do that anywhere. You wouldn't have to ask me. But I don't know. I do think it's kind of, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, if I went over to someone's house, like, for example, like, I don't want to see someone in Travis's family, but let's just say, like, I wasn't super close to Travis's family and his cousin just had a baby or something.
Yeah.
And I had only met her a handful of times and we went over there to go visit the baby and she was, like, assigning me chores.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know where your dishes go.
Yeah,
I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
You have to know, like, be familiar with some, like, I wouldn't want someone who doesn't know my house to help clean the house just because,
I don't want to be embarrassed
by something or concerned about something, or you're doing something wrong and it's like, how do I tell you, like, you're not doing it right? Like, you're making, like, things more difficult and, like, easier for me.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. And it's just kind of like, like, someone like you, like, you know, I'm comfortable with you. I'd be like, hey, you know, would you mind, you know, grabbing something on the way over here if you're coming over? Hey, you know, I would assume you would ask, you know, like, I know if my stepmom were to come over, even my aunt, I'm pretty sure my aunt did ask. And I was like, no, you know, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But people would ask, I would hope, you know, because you're a new mom. And especially if your house is a fucking mess, I'd be like, damn, bitch. I'm gonna do your dishes.
No, I know.
The baby needs clean dishes.
For real. I think it would just depend on the closeness of people. But then that also, that comes into, like, who are you letting, like, strangers come and see, like, how soon, how late type of thing.
Because, you know, we have girlfriends who are going to want to come over and see the baby and stuff. And it's like, I know for a fact if Jackie were to come over, Jackie would be cleaning because she always cleans my house. She leaves my house cleaner than her own house every single time. And I'm pretty sure, like, all of our little girl group would at least ask, you know, they would do something. But,
yeah,
that skit, I was just like, huh. I don't know.
I love all of her skits. She also does one about smoking, like, when you ask someone to smoke and they're like, I don't need to do that. I think that was a skit I ever first saw about her before I even got pregnant, that I was like, people like need to respect boundaries, and thank God we don't have anyone that really smokes around us.
They said that they were going to smoke and hold the baby?
No, the person, it was a skit, you know, the girl, the second girl, whatever it is, she was smoking outside, she came inside, and the lady was like, can you please wash your hands, and I have a new shirt for you to wear. And she was like, why do I need to wear a new shirt? And she was like, because it smells like smoke. And she's like, it's perfectly fine. The lady was like, no, like, follow my rules. And she's saying, you're being dramatic.
In her house?
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like that, I would be like, absolutely, like.
I think we did that too, actually, because Travis's mom used to smoke, like, up until, like, 5 months ago. Like, she smoked a lot, and I think she would bring. But she was also, like, she's very, like, self-aware and, like, self-conscious about it. Like, she would bring her own, like, I wouldn't even have to ask her. But just
following the rules, because I've had friends who've had babies. I've had friends who had babies and just, like, throw the baby on my lap, like, without nothing. Like, they don't care, and, like, I'm in the middle of eating. I'm like, oh, I should wash my hands. And then I've had friends who were like, please wash your hands up to here with this specific soap. And I'm like, you know, I get it's a little excessive, but if that's what they want to do and I want to hold the baby, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm not going to complain or fight with them. Like, that seems so fucking rude.
Yeah.
I did cry a little bit when I was using hand sanitizer and I had a cut. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. No, especially like newborns. Mm-hmm. Like newborns, like up until, I can't remember when I stopped making people. Once the baby was able to grab stuff off the floor and put their own stuff in their mouth that fell on the floor, like, I was like, there's really no point. But
girl, even when Bryce was a baby and you had him in, like, the carrier thing, and I was like, from a distance, because I was like, I don't know if I can touch him. I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't know what the rules are. And I was like, but he's so damn chunky.
So I
would just say hi from so far. And then he'd smile at his little jewel thing. And I was like, oh, my God, he's kind of cute.
But I was not going to ask you to hold him. Girl, he would have thrown up all over you. I would have been like, no, trust me, you don't want to hold him. And you would have been like, wow, what a bitch. And I'm no, like, and me like, in my yes, mind, I'm like, no, I'm literally sparing you, because he had the worst reflux in the entire world.
You were carrying around little Michelin baby. I would have been it's fine.
That's going to be your baby. Your baby. We talk about how chunky your baby is already.
Oh, yeah. She's in the 80th percentile.
She's a big girl. I know. We love that for her.
I didn't even know what that meant. I was like, 80th? Like, she's missing 20%.
Girl, I can't believe you. It's so embarrassing.
I didn't get what any of that shit means. She was like, she's thriving. She's like, I don't think you'll make it to March 31st. And she's like, and I hope you don't think this is a small child. That's when I told her, I was like, yeah, I put some preemie diapers in the registry just in case. She's like, take them off. I was like, okay.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
You're not going to need it.
Damn. Hopefully it's not like a 9-pound baby. Did you see that baby that was like...
Did you see the 14 one that I showed 14 you?
14 pounds. Oh. Could you imagine?
I could not. I'd cry.
It was a C-section though, right?
Oh, damn. I don't remember.
Girl.
I don't know, but
you better hope.
Fuck that 14 pounds. It's just going to live in there for the rest of its life.
That baby went straight to 6 months clothing.
I know. He was a fat baby.
Oh, he was a little fatty. Oh, my God. Yeah, so there was another video that she did. I think it was about, like, giving the baby back or something. Like, the baby was crying, and she's like, no, she just wants to spend time with her aunt. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and the mom was like, no, they gave her back. And she's like, no, she's fine. She's fine. Go rest. Like, go sit down.
I can't imagine people fighting like that. Like,
I know.
I have an attitude problem. I'm going to be honest with that. I feel like I would kick someone out so fucking quickly if they did that to me. I know. Like,
not give your baby back? That,
yeah, like, that's, like, so rude. Like, I mean, I get, like, joking, like, the whole, like, no, like, it's my baby. Like, I could see you, my mom, being, like, that's, like, not a big deal. But, like, to, like, have someone, like, fight with you on it, I think it's, like, so fucking rude.
I think this is me playing devil's advocate here. Like, I know, like, if the baby starts crying, I know for me, like, I would get uncomfortable and I would feel like the person didn't want to hold the baby anymore because the baby was being fussy and I was like, oh, you know, give him back or whatever.
But you see some people, they got fear in the eyes when the baby starts crying.
No, exactly. And so you're like, okay, you know, like, I'll take him back. Because, you know, some people don't want it. They're, like, feeling obligated. Like, oh, I have to hold this baby because you gave him to me. If the baby's crying, I don't care if the baby's crying. I will hold the baby.
I see you, like, I'll figure it out. I got this. I'll figure it out. Yeah. What do you want?
No, I'd be like, it's okay. You know, we'll walk around. We'll go outside. We'll go look. So don't feel like, I mean, unless obviously you want the baby back, if you can tell, like, the baby's hungry or it's time to eat or whatever, and you're like, oh, you know, like, but don't feel like, okay, the baby's crying, like, I need to take the baby because she's going to freak out or whatever. I can console the crying baby. And I feel like your mom would be the same way.
Yeah.
And I feel like just having those conversations and, like, those boundaries and stuff, but, and then I know, like, if you say, like, hey, I want the baby back, then, okay. you know that I would keep it. But if you want the baby,
you're like, are you sure? Are you sure about that?
I was like, Tiffany, she's crying a lot. You might want to go take a nap. No, I was kidding.
Is this really how you feel?
I will console a crying baby. Unless I can't and I'm struggling and you're just sitting there like, she gonna cry. And then I'm like, okay, we can have the baby back now.
Tiffany, I'm like, I can't hear you. What? I'm gonna go this way.
You said you wanted the baby. Yeah, so.
You look like you're doing a great job again.
Yeah, I know. I struggled a lot of anxiety, every time the baby would cry, I'd be like, oh my God, the person doesn't want to hold the baby anymore. Let me take the baby back. So I'm guilty of that as well. But, and a lot of the times I didn't want the baby back. I just felt bad because the baby was crying or he was throwing up and being fussy or whatever.
I love that.
I don't know.
No, I think, yeah, no, I've seen so many of her different scenarios and her things. And I really, really like what she does about the whole setting boundaries, especially with mothers and mother-in-laws, because I feel like a lot of people have that issue, and it the way that people respond, and I'm like, that's the exact reasoning. There was another one that she did, I don't know if it was the mother-in-law or the mother, something went wrong in the birth or whatever, and she was basically saying only my husband could be there, and people were saying how it was messed up that she wasn't allowing her mom or her mother-in-law to be there. I can't remember which one it was, and I was like, if she has to choose, why wouldn't she choose her husband? You guys are really being selfish about it. And some lady was like, I have such a great daughter because my daughter made her husband wait outside and I can go inside. And I was like, I don't know about that. And I'm like, there's a lot of circumstances, a lot of reasoning, and you should always respect what the mom says. It doesn't matter who you are. I just don't get why people have to throw their little fights or the little wording in.
It's definitely, on birthday, I don't care if you're the husband, I don't care if you're the mom, I don't care if you're... It's whatever the mom wants.
Yeah.
The mom wants her mom in there. Sorry. You're the one doing all the work, you're the one pushing, you're the one doing everything. I can totally see how, dad would be like, well, I helped create the child, it's my child, I want to be in there. And I love that for you, I really do, and I get it, get it. But if it were me, and I'm the one who's going to be shitting in front of people, I'm going
to
be,
go back to that
super uncomfortable, having my freaking hoo-ha wide open in the greatest pain of my life, just super... If I wanted my mom in there, I'm sorry about that. And I was only allowed one person. I feel it's up to the mom because she's the one going through all this. It's not dad. Dad's just going to be standing there. You can see the baby after.
See the baby after.
I'm sorry. But I had my husband's in there both.
My husband's. She's had a few.
I had both my husbands in there with each of their births. So. But I do agree that it's pro mom. It depends on what you want to do.
Yeah.
Some people aren't like that.
I really would just want a very, and I think with having so many people in the room, I think it's very stressful. I'd rather just have one person and just deal with it. And then when the baby's here, everyone else come, but I don't want to be in pain. And you see people have conversations. I don't want to be fuck you to everyone there. I know I'm going to be rude. I don't need all that dealing with it. And I see when influencers recorded and stuff, and it's the influencer, it's the husband, and it's mom one and mom two and everyone in the fucking room, and she's here crying in pain, and they're what do you want to do after this, and they're just talking.
It's also just such a vulnerable, I've never felt more vulnerable in my life. It's a very, very, very intimate, vulnerable moment, and I understand that everyone wants to be a part of it or whatever. It's literally a once in a lifetime opportunity that only happens once you give birth, to that specific baby. But, sometimes it's nice just to have something that's, just you and your husband.
Yeah.
Not everyone needs to be involved in that. I don't know.
I don't need 50 million people telling me it's okay, but then they see me crying, because I know I'll be crying.
Yeah. And I'm girl, you better not have me in that room. I'm telling you, because I would never let you look up like, hey, man, when you fought it?
I know, I'll be late for the next 20 years. Did I poop? And the nurse is like, no, and you're in the background.
Yes, you do.
I can just see you behind her. You're covering your nose and you're like, You pull out your phone. I'm like, she's fucking texting Travis. Fucking bitch.
God, that's intimidating.
No, for real. I would know immediately. I'd be like, get her out of the fucking room. She's talking about my poop in the phone. Delete the phone. Delete the phone.
Can we kick her out?
So mad.
Yeah, don't have me in there. Girl, I'll be laughing the whole time.
That's all I would see is you would look this way and you're like, ah, your big ass exaggerated laugh. And I'm like, that bitch.
Any noise, I would be like, laughing in the corner. You wouldn't even be able to give birth because you'd be laughing so hard. They'd be like, ma'am, I need you to stop pushing.
You're like, so pissed. But, like, the whole entire time, she recorded and wrote down every single movement and sound that I've made.
Yeah, it's not smart. I should not be in there.
I'm going to write in that birthing plan. Remember I told you had that silent option? Silence. Although that's even worse than my aunt farting. So that's all you hear. We're all like, no one can speak.
Oh, no, that's awful.
That'd be the worst room. It'd be so
I would funky. Be able to hear it from the waiting room. I'd be outside the door with a little stethoscope on the door and be like knocking on the door, Tiffany, you farted!
I'd be so pissed.
Oh, anyway.
I can't say that I don't want you there because I do need you to bring me the food.
I know, I'm going to be at the hospital.
The hospital is actually in between us. I don't know if we spoke about this before or not.
Yeah, it's right by the boys' school.
Yeah, so it's in between Megan and I's, both of our houses. So Megan's probably the closest to get there. Mm-hmm. And then my mom's a second. She's close to me. So she'd be closer to get there.
Yeah, I will be there either to, you know, if you guys have Michael and you go into labor, I can grab Michael because, you know, we don't know how long you're going to be there.
That's true.
So I can sit with him in the waiting room because you're probably not going to have Michael in there with your cooch open.
No, absolutely not.
So
that's all I need. Michael or Bryce so that they can fucking ask questions. Mm-mm.
Like, your child so hairy.
Bryce gets me all the fucking time, man.
He got a chinchilla under there.
Bryce always gets me in compromising situations and like has to ask me the most awkward questions. Like, no, he's not. He needs not to be anywhere near me.
And then, yeah. Or if it's, you know, my week with Michael, at least I can bring them to the hospital and we can hang out for a little bit.
Well, yeah, because March, they're still going to be in school. Mm-hmm. Is there any breaks in March? Do we know? Like holidays?
Spring break, maybe? Or is that April?
I think it's March, actually. Maybe. No, I love that. But yeah, it's right close. Or it's close in between us. Mm-hmm. I don't know who was asking me. Someone was asking me what's going to be my food. I think it was Michael. My food of choice when I am done giving birth. Because, you know, all these women that are doing sushi. Some women did steak.
Well, I was seeing all the different things. You give birth.
Well, you can get sushi from anywhere. I mean, I guess not 2 o'clock in the morning. I know. You'd have to, like, have that shit on standby. Mm-hmm. But there was a bitch, actually, on Facebook. She got herself a sushi boat.
I saw that. I saw it. And she was eating it by herself. It was huge. It was round. She's like, I'll be here 9 months for this.
I was like, holy shit. I didn't know for the longest what I wanted. I thought I wanted Popeyes because we thought it was a different hospital that I was going to go to. And I was like, Popeyes is pretty damn close.
Popeyes is close to my house. I can still bring Popeyes.
I know. There's Popeyes everywhere. I'm on every exit. On your exit. Mm-hmm. On the boys' exit. And then right by me. Mm-hmm. It's great. Popeyes, sponsor me, please. But I think I want Brie Tees.
Tiffany wants a big old thing of Brie.
I do. I did not know that you can't eat Brie while pregnant due to, I don't know, bacteria or something like that. No freaking idea. Brie's my absolute favorite cheese. And I don't just eat Brie cheese like that. I microwave it, so it's extra stinky.
So am I bringing a microwave too? I have to like pre-microwave.
No, you're so close enough to the house. Just heat the bitch up and then just like haul ass over.
Okay.
So you're going to have stinky cheese in the car with you, stinky cheese when you're coming in and checking in.
Oh, they're going to be, I'm gonna be like, pass this room, please. They'll be like, damn, woman, you need a shower.
And Mike is like, you can't do that, like, in a hospital setting. I'm like, why not? Every woman gets to choose what she wants as a meal. I'll get, like, one of those, like,
Papa John pizza cover things that keeps the pizza hot. And it'll encase the smell until you open it up. And then it's going to, like, flood the room.
Everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm be like, yes.
What did I get?
That's all I can think about wanting.
I don't remember what I got.
Didn't you say one of them was late or late at night or some shit like that?
They were both late at night. So Bryce, I gave birth to him around, I think it was like 9:30 or like 10 o'clock or whatever. Because, you know, he was quick.
Bryce.
Boom. Yeah. He was super quick. And I got a cheeseburger. Oh, it was like right when the cafeteria closed. Uh-huh. I think it was like right after 10.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, or like a lot of the places around, I think I had to get a burger from the cafeteria. Michael was born at 12:19 or 12:10 in the morning. So.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you can't eat shit.
Yeah, so I didn't really get, but the next day, Travis and I Uber Eats Mrs. Empanada.
Can't
or Mr.
You.
Empanada or whatever it is.
I don't know what it is.
And I got some empanadas. And then I can't remember what I had with Michael the next day. We were poor, so probably McDonald's or something. Oh, no. I don't remember.
I love that for you.
We were poor.
Like, yeah. Yeah, no shit. Michael's like, we have food at home.
I know. No, I can't think of anything. Michael was asking if I wanted, like, seafood or something that I haven't had. And I'm like, it's not like I could, like, flip the switch and be like, oh, like, maybe I'll eat it and, like, I'll love it. Like, maybe it takes some time before mm-hmm. I like it. But I don't think I'm a hate breed. I just, every time I see it, I'm like, damn, I just want it so freaking badly. But I really don't have, like, a big meal thing.
I'll bring the brie, extra brie, so you're farting in there with Mike.
I know, that's gonna be even worse. I was gonna say if the hole's already wide open, but it's the wrong hole, so never mind. Unless it's, like, the detaching thing that you were telling me about.
Oh, they have to cut you? Girl. At least your poop will be liquid.
You're gonna have to say a prayer for the whole family.
There goes our reviews again.
It is not being immature. It is being realistic. That's all I gotta say.
Sorry, we spit the facts, okay?
I know. Y'all may be facts like, that's so facts. Immature, but that could be me in a few months and be like, God. Damn, it's the truth.
I saw this TikTok, which I want to do still. I just haven't done it yet. And since we're on the topic of poop again for the second time this season, whatever, I might as well. So I saw this TikTok and it was like Stitch. They were like, there was two types of families going up. You were either in a fart shame family or a fart proud family. And it was like Stitch to let us know which one you were. And I was thinking, like, which one I was in. I was in both. So my mom was, like, a fart shame. Like, we weren't even allowed to say the word fart. Like, we would get grounded.
Really?
I swear to like God. Normal thing. I'm not exaggerating. My brothers were not allowed to fart out loud.
Interesting.
Like, you had to go to the bathroom or you would get in trouble. Like legit in trouble. Not a joke, not a laugh. You're like, oh, you're so stupid. Like, legit in trouble. And you were not allowed to say the word fart.
That's so mean.
It did. You will get grounded. Like, we were not, there was a bad word in our, my mom would call it the F word. And I remember when my mom met my stepdad, he said fart or something. And I told my mom that he said the F word. And he was like, I did not. And I was like, yes, he did, mommy. I was like, he said the F word. And he's like, what F word did I say? And I was like, fart.
Like, he was got like, him. What the? Like, gotcha, bitch.
I'm surprised he didn't go and run. If that happened to me and I was dating someone and I was like, you're jealous of the F word.
What's wrong with you?
Fart, I would run. But that was legit. And then my dad's house, my dad's a fart proud family. He would walk around farting in our faces. Like,
no, I love that.
He had a whole song about farts. Like, it was like fart proud over there. And so it was so conflicting because, like, I was growing up, like, both ways, and obviously I just lean more towards my dad because I don't know,
I can't remember on my dad's side like how we were. I mean, I highly doubt we were a fart shaming family, but I don't think we did like farts laughing as a joke or anything like that. I'm trying to remember anything with my siblings.
So you were farts neutral?
Yeah, I think we were farts neutral. I don't think it just like was a thing. Maybe we just didn't see each other often to make it a thing. But at my mom's, which my mom might beat my ass for this.
I'm scared.
I can't remember if she listens to the podcast. But if she does. I love you so much.
She does.
So, well, first she used to claim that, like, moms don't fart. So we grew up under the impression that, like, moms never fart. Like, it's not a thing. We never heard her fart. We never, like, walked into one. So I was like, she just doesn't. Like, we're just, like, trash and we fart. Like, it's just me and my brother for some reason.
You're trash.
Like, why we fart and she's, like, this glorious, like, perfect thing that does it. There was one time my brother went into her room. Like, just got caught her unexpected. And he ran to, like, go and greet her and, like, jump on the bed. And I guess when he jumped on the bed, she had, like, finished farting. So, like, it exposed and, like, took him by surprise. He said he never thought he was going to die more in his life. Like, whoop that fart back out. And she denied it. She was just like, I don't know what that is.
You're a liar, John.
Oh. She told us years after that she was like dying because he really did got her in the perfect time and that she knew that as soon as he landed on that bed it was just gonna woof
waft up. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I was like, damn. And that's, I was like, you do fart. She's like, no, I don't. And I was like,
my mom said the same thing. She said she never farted.
Yeah, she always said she's like, moms don't fart. And I'm like, I find that hard to believe. But she also told me a lot of things that scared me. You know, if I looked in the mirror when my tooth came out, I'd never get a tooth again.
That's so random. You tell me that all the time. I'm like, so weird.
You know how many times I avoided the mirror, girl?
I can't with you.
So I think we were like kind of in like a fart proud family ish.
But you didn't get in trouble if you farted.
No, not
so
at all.
So we weren't in a fart shamed house.
Not a fart shamed house. Just maybe mom in denial and us thinking like something was wrong with us that we farted.
Sounds kind of fart shamey to me.
No, I love that.
But not and as my bad
stepdad.
As mine.
My stepdad was the king of farts. He would like be proud of his farts, and he's like, "This is gonna be
a
good one."
So it wasn't a fart shaming house. You were in a fart proud house.
He could clear a room in a second, and you've met my stepdad. He could clear a room in a fucking second. I'm like, please don't do it.
That was my dad too.
Like, damn. Like, what his do you
song?
Eat?
I wish I could remember what his fart song was. I'll have to have him sing it for you one time. No, I'm okay. And he always had one on deck to time it up to, and he'd like. I'm gonna sing it. Dad, I know you don't listen, but this is for you, Dad. It goes, silence, please. Everybody freeze. Dun, 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 dun.
And he always had one in the chamber for the end.
And he'd be like, every time.
Oh, now we're gonna have to ask him to do that. Like, I know.
No, oh my God, no. Too many times. Oh, that God.
That is too funny. He made a whole song.
Yep. He was a gross man.
No, I love that for him.
But anyway, that was a TikTok. I think I'm still going to respond to it because I thought that was hilarious. When it popped up on my FYP, I was like, damn, the algorithm is really speaking to me right now. I was like, because I literally had both. Like, it was literally one extreme. Yeah. Like, we don't talk about Bruno. Like, they don't exist. You're going to get in trouble if you do it. And then the other extreme was like, that's all we talked about was like toilet humor. So,
that is too
if you guys
funny.
Were wondering why I am the way that I am, there's a little bit of my childhood.
No, I love that. That's what we should do trauma. On one of our next podcasts is talk about, like, embarrassing childhood stories.
I think we did.
Oh, then I must have left out a lot of them.
We talked about your boob story.
That was a good one.
I had to go back and listen to it. We did. It was, like, season...
I know, we brought that up the other day, and Travis was like, what are you talking about? I'm like...
He don't listen to our podcast. Yeah, we had a bunch. Maybe we should do a part two because I have so many too.
I have so many too. When I think about it, I'm like, do I really want to tell the world this? Like, is this world going to tell me I need to go to therapy?
Girl, I need to go to therapy. But anyway, we're going to cut this one short here. And we will see you in our next episode.
Yep.
Bye. Bye.